Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. Hey, have you noticed with all the rain and the humidity, have you been looking over your shoulder just waiting for a bomb to go off?
I debate whether we should even say this out loud. Right? It's like the jinx. Like, don't talk about it.
Well,
because it's been pretty good.
Maybe the question should be, well, when should we prepare for it?
That is absolutely the question.
When should we prepare for the mosquito takeover?
Okay, you said
which is going to happen at some point, right? It almost has to.
Eric and I started talking about this because we both sort of looked at each other. You brought it up to me, but I'd had the same thought. All of this rain, as wet as our spring and early summer have been, it's been pretty nice. No mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Where are the bugs? We talked all about the cicadas all year.
Tick, 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 tick. I just keep waiting.
They're there,
boom,
right?
Boom, it's going to show up a mushroom cloud.
And carry you away.
All right, so we had to get to the bottom of it. We reached out to PJ Leash, UW entomologist, to get his take. What's the deal? When can we expect or when should we be worried about a mosquito explosion?
Well, a couple of things could be going on, and it really depends on where you're located in the state. Now, first of all, as you mentioned, we've had a lot of rain, and we know mosquitoes need rain for their juvenile stages to develop. So from a certain point of view, that clock is ticking. We have set the stage. They have what they need. In some areas, the mosquitoes are already out in force. In other areas, it's still a little quiet, but they could be coming.
What other ingredients might we need, PJ, to outside of the moisture, to have a bumper crop of mosquitoes?
Well, again, we need that moisture, but another factor is time and temperature as well. So the warmer it is, the more quickly mosquitoes can develop from the egg stage through the larval and pupal stages to the adult stage. But one interesting factor, especially in urban areas and suburban areas, has to do with some of our infrastructure, specifically rainwater catch basins. And if you keep getting regular rainfall, what it can sometimes do is you have rainwater sitting in those catch basins, and you can get mosquito larvae developing in there. But if you keep getting regular rains, it can actually flush some of those out. And that's really hard sometimes to figure out exactly what the overall impact of that is on local mosquito populations. But sometimes there can be some interesting dynamics with that where you get so much rain, it keeps flushing some of the larvae away, and they could actually perish as a result.
Really? So the rain is actually potentially helping
us here. There's a sweet spot, right? Like, you want a bunch, but not too much. I bet you're exactly right on that.
Right. And again, there's a lot of little variables that are kind of tugging at this too, because there are certain mosquitoes that like to develop in habitat like that. There's other ones that prefer different bodies of water. That could be a drainage ditch. It could be containers in a yard. You know, that could be a bird bath, even a low-lying spot in a tarp. There's other ones that prefer areas like cattail marshes or bogs, and those might not be affected as much by regular rainfall. So my impression is we have had what we need to get mosquitoes, and it's probably only a matter of time before they come out in greater numbers.
Oof. Do we know, are there regions of the state where it's already hot?
Yes. I have had a lot of calls and reports from northern parts of the state, which isn't too surprising in my opinion, because there's so many lakes and boggy areas in the North Woods that there's seemingly always mosquitoes up there this time of the year. Also recently, though, I have spent some time in the Driftless area and the southwestern part of the state looking for periodical cicada sightings. And boy, you get into the woods in places like Iowa County, western Dane County, even in west of there, and the mosquitoes are pretty bad there at the moment. But you get into more urban areas like Madison, Middleton, where I live, and it's a little bit quieter. The mosquitoes are out, but not absolutely awful, but you get out in the woods more and they can be really bad in some parts of the state.
You said calls and reports. Are people, who's calling you?
Are they like weather spotters?
Yes.
Well, a little bit. I mean, yeah. My main role here, I run the UW Insect Diagnostic Lab, but I get a lot of emails and calls from folks around the state with insect observations. And so that helps me get a better idea of what's going on in the state.
Just regular people, PJ? Just like regular old people?
In some cases, yes. In other cases, it may be individuals that are, say, pest management professionals that are out making the rounds to do their daily jobs, and they'll see some interesting observations and have a call with me just to see if anyone else is reporting that as well.
So just like our friends at the Weather Center who get the personalized request for forecasts, you get the personalized call about the hairy caterpillar that's been found in someone's backyard.
I do get those calls sometimes.
Or the wedding, right? We're having an up north wedding. What's the mosquito update?
Hey, PJ, you mentioned the cicadas. Have you eaten any cicadas?
You know, I have tried them. We actually had an outreach event in Lake Geneva earlier in June, and we partnered with a local restaurant. They collected a small numbers of cicadas to make some little appetizers and desserts and things like that. So I get to try a few things, and I even got to try a beer that was made with some dried cicadas in it. So I've tried them.
Okay, you mentioned you tried them. Did you like anything or no?
You know, they were pretty good. And the analogy I would make is if you took a small shrimp and you fried it up so it was nice and crisp. It maybe had a little bit of an earthy, maybe a nutty flavor. But the things that I tried, it really was quite good.
Hey, where are we at with the cicadas now? Eric was just in Lake Geneva area and had earlier reported that it was loud, and now not so much.
Yeah, we're definitely on the downswing. And if you think about it, Lake Geneva area, we had our first report back on May 17th. When the adults come out, they live for about a month. Now you have some adults that come out a little bit earlier or later than others. So your total window of time is maybe 4 to 6 weeks. So we are very rapidly coming to a close of cicada season in the state. Within areas like Lake Geneva, I know it's definitely gotten quieter. There's still some out there, but those will be disappearing here within the next week or so. And a little bit areas a little bit farther north, like Sauk County, where we have some cicada activity, those might be around another perhaps two-ish weeks, but their days are numbered as well.
Will these storms that have rolled through, like Lake Geneva got hit hard, a tornado in there in Fontana-Williams Bay area that blew all those trees down and blew branches that cicadas had chewed on or whatever, will that affect the bumper crop 17 years from now?
Yeah, that's a great question and really hard to tell. I mean, in general, we know the cicadas are associated with trees. The eggs are laid in branches. The young juveniles drop down to the ground. They go in the soil. They feed on the roots of trees. And those trees need to be there for long periods of time. Now, if it's a tree that lost a branch and the rest of the tree can do okay, I would expect those to be fine. If you had an area where the trees were just completely taken down and those trees have to be removed, then cicadas associated with those particular trees might die out if those trees are just cut and those roots die, because again, they need those trees to be present for long periods of time. But when I look at the bigger picture, if you lose a tree here, a tree there, there is a very large, robust population in the Lake Geneva area. So I suspect the overall impact would probably be relatively minor from this.
UW entomologist PJ Leach, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me today.
Couple of takeaways there. One, it sounds like the rain may have helped some of us as far as the mosquitoes go. And two, he says the clock is ticking, so if you don't have the mosquitoes, you're going to get them.
A number of people on the WTMJ Talk and Text line want to know where we are.
Because they got them?
I got eaten alive cutting grass in Fond du Lac last night, Fond du Lac County. I don't know where you are, but I'm getting eaten alive. They're all over my farm in Slinger. I live off I-94, 164 in Pewaukee, can hardly walk out the door.
Oh, man.
Without being bombarded with mosquitoes.
The mosquito wave is already here.
Yeah, so it must just be a little bit closer to the city.
Yeah, maybe we're getting a little bit lucky. We can hold out just a few more days. So the mosquitoes are likely coming, it sounds like, from PJ Lee's too, that the cicadas, here we go, the door is shutting on the cicadas.
Do I have to retire the song then?
Oh.
My little... There you go. The cicadas?
This might be the end. Is this it? Could be.